control the blade entirely like that. So have you seen that very often, and did you know the rule? Most of us didn't.
It's happened because, you know, Tatuka, I think, because he's come to the bench during a game before, but...
With no blade?
Well, when it's either, I don't know if it broke or came off. Obviously, it didn't score when it came after. I think it was just a frozen puck or something. So, no, I don't know. I guess, assume it's a judgment call. I mean, we were in Toronto last week and we had a great opportunity to tie the score, and the ref blew down a play when a player was kind of trying to make his way to the bench. You know, so I don't know if he's supposed to blow it down or not. I was hoping he would, obviously. Plays like that really impact the game. But he didn't.
So when he came back to the bench, was he steaming? Did you have to kind of settle him down?
Tatuka?
Yeah.
No, he was pretty good. I think he was, like all of us, a little bit, what's the right word? Not surprised, but we just assumed there would be a whistle. He'd let the goalie get his equipment squared away. 10 seconds. I mean, Tuca's talking to him for literally 7 or 8 seconds. You can see his whistle goes to his mouth. He's not gonna. It was perplexing, I guess. But anyway, life goes on, and we talked about in second period after the intermission. We still had the lead. We just got to play.
Overall, yeah. What would you make of his performance?
Tuca?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Well, before and after. And
real good.
After.
Yeah, I mean, that one clearly had no chance. The first one was a screen. We kind of broke down in coverage a little bit, you know, kind of dove down the half wall and didn't get a block. So not much you could do there. But he was really good. He gave us more than a chance to win early on when we were still trying to find our legs. We weren't executing very well. They were better than us. And then our top guys finished some chances. You know, we got a break in a good deflection in the power play goal, so that, you know, puck had eyes there, similar to theirs, I guess. And then our top guys started, you know, finishing their chances. I guess the way you look at it now, when you get down to the playoffs, he outplayed their guy. That's the way I look at it. Plain and simple, he was better than their guy. And that's what you want that every night. You're not going to get that every night. It's two good goaltenders. We saw that the last series. There was times Tuca was better than Anderson and vice versa. So that's what we hope, that going into the game, that he's better than their guy, or at least, you know, keeps up with their guy.
Bruce, you guys have been resilient all year long. There were some moments today where, you know, Marchand essentially had that goal taken off. You weather the storm.
Another impactful call.
You weather the storm there on the PK, and then come right back after that, get a goal. Tuca with the blade, and then he kind of, you know, stays in the moment there for the rest of the period. You get one at the start of the third. How do you speak to the way you guys kind of stayed in the moment today?
Like you said, during the year, we've gone through these moments. Again, I was asked, I think, before earlier today, like game seven, what does it mean to win? You know, again, you keep your head and you play through it right to the bitter end, and against Toronto in the third period at home, you know, we came back. So I think our guys understand now. We've grown up a little bit, the younger guys, myself included, and then you got the veteran guys that have been through a lot of these different situations. So I think our team's become very good at that composure, try to stay in the moment. You're going to get some calls go your way, some aren't. Tonight it looked like they didn't, so we just kind of stuck with it. And it helps if you finish plays. You know, you score big, timely goals. We did that tonight. You know, Bergie got, one at the start of the period. Then the third period, Marsh's deflection. You know, we have a little zone time, and it kind of takes the wind out of their sails. They're pushing. So timely goals, timely saves.
As a follow-up to that, did you have any reaction to the cross-check there on Pastrnak and that Marchand sequence? Just a tough break.
I couldn't see in the corner. I thought we scored. I'm writing down stuff, getting ready to get the next line out. So I didn't even know it for the longest time that we were going to the box. So until I started hearing the crowd cheering, then you realize, well, wait a minute, I'm not cheering for, you know. So, again, it's a call. He gets dragged down. There's a cross check. And they get him, you know. So that's it.
You would talk.
Not much to say there.
You would talk before the game about maybe this would be Nash's series. How good was it to see him score? Not only the goal in front, but more of a traditional goal for him this ninth goal.
Well, good. He had lots of chances in the previous series. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to sugarcoat it or make it. You know, he had his chances. He didn't score. Now again, he's a guy that's, you know, history dictates he'll score. So he did tonight. And we need it. And if he keeps getting the chances he gets, I assume he's going to score more because it's what he's done. So very good timing for him, for us.
I think the start of the Maple Leafs here, your top line was able to really get going, and then the chances seemed not like they weren't there, but they just stopped finishing them. Just what would you like to get going now again?
Well, it's good for us, right? We're no different than anybody. I'm sure if Stamkos and Kucherov had to lit it off tonight, they'd be, you know, pretty pleased about their guys, right? That's what you need. You need your best players to be your best players, and clearly that happened tonight for us. I thought Z and Charlie were really good back there. You know, that line's going to get their chance at Stamkos, and I thought they did a real good job keeping them in check. And then our guys finished. So, but we know this, over seven games, you're not always going to have the edge we want it, but it's like the goaltending thing. We'd like our best players to outplay theirs, but it's not going to happen every night. Tonight it did, and we're grateful for it.
Could you just comment on David Pastrnak's first assist tonight?
Oh, yeah. Pastas, you saw that in Toronto, that play made to Marchand, the two-on-one. He's got that ability to get the puck out to the side like he's going to shoot, and then he freezes everybody. He gets the defenseman to flip his stick to commit to the shot block or, you know, to him, and then he slides it back against the grain. They have good chemistry, obviously, playing together, but he's a guy that can do that very well. He's got just, you know, that gift. It's, you know, composure, soft hands, timing. He's done a lot this year.
Is there anything about his approach that's changed here? Because I don't think of him as a four-assist guy. The night he had 6 points, he had 3 assists. Is he changing his approach at all, or is it just...
Kevin, he's just playing what's in front of him, and if it's time to shoot, he'll shoot. Pasta certainly has the ability to make high-end plays, and I think he thinks shot first a lot, but, you know, tonight the plays are there to be made. Look at the backdoor play he made to Jake in Game 7 in Toronto. That's typically in the past. I think he's probably looked to pound that. Now he's maybe exploring all his options. I think he's stronger on the puck now, so he has it longer. So maybe before when he was shooting, because he knew that he wouldn't have it as long, now he's able to, confidence to hang on, but knowing he could absorb some of these hits or partial hits and still make the play.
Thanks, everyone. Rick Nash and Tuukka Rask.